looking for a gift for a friend, classmate, professor, co-host of a podcast, or really anyone?
PhysioMemes got your back with apparel, drinkware, and home decor. And if you go to physiomemes.com, you can get a 20% off coupon with the code GRATITUDE, spelled GRADITUDE20.
And don't forget to check out his social media for a good study break laugh.
As always, make life humorous. The SPT Secret Society is open for students who are looking to make a massive change in their PT school journey with fellow SPTs from around the world through our three pillars of study habits, personal development, and finances.
This is for the motivated SPT ready to take action now, because you know PT school is only a couple years long. So what are you waiting for?
Click the link right now in the show notes to join us in the SPT Secret Society.
And get your first month free by emailing us, ecretsay, ECRETSAY.
Welcome to Gratitude.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are two new grad DPTs helping you get through PT school on your first try, debt-free.
Join us as we guide you through the insanity of PT school. So for everyone tuning in, we are live. Oh, we are now live on Facebook and Instagram. This is something we have not done for both platforms in a while. So we're going to make this work.
This is really cool though. Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of Gratitude. Do you know, Gabby, do you know what today is?
Today, oh my gosh.
Gabby's going to have a moment. For those of you who did not just see her face, I didn't realize this till I looked at the date actually. But today is our official 3-year birthday of Gratitude. So round of applause to Gratitude, not to us, but to the podcast itself and to everybody who has been on the podcast ever. Wow. We should have made this an anniversary episode. We have a whole episode prepared. We could do an anniversary episode. What do you think, Gabby?
Oh, we should. Yeah.
We had this whole thing ready to talk about midterms. Thoughts. We are just going live and thinking out loud right now. We could make this an anniversary episode, or we can talk about midterms. What would you guys like to hear today?
Yes.
Talk about our experience over the last 3 years of podcasting through PT school together, because
I think we should, I think we should, Gabby. Okay. I think we should do that because now this is our year that we're not in PT school. And
whoa.
Okay.
So our first episode for a birthday, for a gratitude birthday, we are not in PT school.
Yes. Which is wild. So Abby, Autumn, thanks for joining on IG. Yes. So for everyone joining on Facebook as well, it is, the Falvos are on.
Oh, thanks mom and dad.
Yes, it is Gratitude's third birthday. And so we were going to talk about midterms, but we just made this realization with what day it is. So we're going to do a 3-year anniversary episode.
So first of all, weekly updates, Gabby, drum roll, weekly updates, guys. I know it's been a while, so maybe this is like a 3-week update, but weekly updates. How was your week, Gabby?
Let's see. So this week went well. For those of you who listened to the last few episodes, know that I am taking the National Physical Therapy Examination for the third and final time coming up in 3 weeks. So just been preparing for that. And honestly, settling into Maryland, I'm starting to get familiar with the area. So it's been really fun getting to see different things. So that has been the last week for me. And Sarah, if you want to do like a whole, I don't know, month recap.
A whole month recap. So guys, it's been a while. It's been 3 weeks. I haven't been on here. So I got married. I have two rings on my hand now. Look. Oh, I don't know if you can really see it in the camera for those of you on live. It's really cool to see both together. Of course, it's cool to be married. Let's be real. I'm most excited to be married, but I also, the ring was a surprise. I didn't know what it was going to look like. So I found out like on the wedding day when he was like, you may now, I don't know, put the ring. I don't even remember words. You put the ring on the finger and it's like this, it has little leaves on it.
When I saw it, I loved it. And so to give you all a little idea, Sarah and Jason's rings are very unique. And man, I loved, because Sarah got Jason's ring, so we all got to see it.
His was a surprise too. He loves it. It's like a tree trunk. It looks like wood around the edges and the inside is rose gold. So we both have rose gold rings and they have little etched words on the inside of it. I think we're going to etch the date in there too.
Yes. It's very cute for anybody who's thinking about proposing.
But anyway, I got married and then we went on our honeymoon and I just got back from Maui yesterday. I literally woke up at 1:30 PM today. I was so dead. Gabby's laughing because I have never slept this much in my whole life. Like I didn't sleep because we had an overnight flight. So Friday we left at 8:50 PM Hawaiian time. And we got to Tampa at 2:30 PM, like Tampa time. And then I went to bed around 11 and woke up at 1:30. I could not sleep on the plane. So anyway, that was that. We got two things in Maui. We got this cute little, like, I don't know what to call it. It's a little surfboard thing. It says just Maui'd because we're cheesy and it has a little turtle. For those of you who can't see, I don't know why you're not in the Student Physical Therapist Network group, but come on in so you can actually see what I'm showing you. And this is a Humu. I'll make this short, guys. I'm sorry. I can't talk. This is a, do you guys know what fish this is and how to spell it?
It begins with an H and I saw it scuba diving.
Yes.
Not scuba diving, snorkeling.
So if you guys ever go to Maui, obviously you have to snorkel. That is a requirement. Oh my God, it is beautiful. So it's a, I don't know how to spell it. Oh, wait, is it on the back? No, I just call them humus. It's H-U-M-U. That's the short version. That's their state fish unofficially, but it's a humu humu, nuku nuku, apawap, something. Someone else can spell that out for me. And then there's a sea turtle because the sea turtles were so cute. And then we've got the mountains because we made a, I would say it wasn't necessarily a bad decision, but we were kind of unprepared. We hiked 11 miles in Haleakala National Park. And that is the tallest mountain on Maui. It is basically the original Maui was formed from Haleakala. And we hiked 11 miles total. We went down 10,000 feet. Well, the mountain's 10,000 feet. I think we only went down like maybe 5,000 or so. We went straight down the mountain. It looks like Mars. You guys have to look this up. It's incredible. And then we went around the crater at the bottom and hiked back up. We barely made it in time for dark. Like we were almost out there hiking in a mountain alone in the dark with no flashlights.
With no flashlights.
It's fine. It's fine. We made it. We survived. It was probably one of my favorite hikes ever. Like it's that's probably amazing. Tied with Glacier National Park. Honestly, it was incredible. So I would recommend go snorkeling, go surfing. We did all the things. We're there for like 11 nights, which was amazing because I feel like you need a day to recover once you get there. And then you need a day to kind of travel and check out and all that stuff. So it was perfect. And now we're back and now back to work tomorrow. I better wake up before 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the transition, it'll take probably kind of the next few days to adjust time zone wise.
Yeah. Cause it's 6 hours different, 6 hours. So I enjoyed going there much better than coming back in terms of time difference. Cause then I lost those 6 hours, but so much fun. Would recommend.
Yes. So here we are. And, you know, just thinking about this, we'll go into a little bit of our origin story for those of you who, you know, recently started following us, recently started to listen to the podcast, but this all started. So gratitude, we released our first few episodes, October 10th. Yeah. Today's the 11th.
Today's the 10th.
No, today's the 10th. October 10th. I know. I just have to. Yes. October 10th, 2018. And I don't know. It's crazy to me. It's been 3 years.
It's been 3 years. And so for those of you thinking about doing a podcast during PT school, because we've had a lot of you reach out about it, would highly recommend. The networking opportunities are endless because you have an excuse to have people like come on your show. People want to have that interaction of one to many, right? So if technically it's just Gabby and I on here talking to some person in the physical therapy world that we would normally not be able to talk to, but we have this kind of semi one-on-one conversation because then we can broadcast this out to all of you. So we totally use that to our advantage. Let's be honest. If you guys have a podcast, you better use it to your advantage. Pull the student card as much as you can because people want to help students. And that's what we did.
And that's what we did. And, you know, as you all know, we were strangers. We had not met in person at this point. So 3 years ago, we had not met at all in person. We knew each other through IG and through the IG DM Sarah sent me in September of 2018, but it had only been a month. So we were just, you know, planning and trying to figure out, okay, like, how are we going to do this? And this was all new to us. We, you know, we went in and we wanted to learn and interview people in the profession, students, physical therapists. We do have a large network. So we were able to interview some really awesome, everyone who we've interviewed is amazing. But just, I think the biggest thing is hearing stories. And one thing, I spoke to a pre-PT club, this week at Texas Tech and someone asked a really great question. You know, they were talking about how did your perception of what physical therapy or physical therapists are like, before PT school. And then, you know, during the podcast. And I think the biggest thing that really struck me was everybody has gone through some sort of failure or obstacle. And really that's what has catapulted them or all of that pain that they went through, you know, has led them to where they are today, whether it be business or, you know, not going through PT school, having to restart or, you know, failing the NPTE, like whatever it is. And I think that's the biggest thing of just the resilience of so many, you know, PTs or so many physical therapists. We've all gone through some sort of adversity. So I thought that was really, I was like, that's a really good question. So yeah, I was like, I thought that was awesome.
That was a really good question. And if you guys are on live and have any questions, please put them down below. Like, we love interacting with you all. And that's why we started this too. We wanted to meet other students because we felt like we were kind of alone in this journey of going through PT school because not a lot of people talk about it in this way where it was kind of just raw. We were just going through it. We didn't have a lot of expertise. We had no expertise. We just brought the experts on, talked to them, extracted information from them to share with all of you and for us. And we didn't start out with a large network. We didn't know a ton of people. So I don't want you guys to think, I don't know anybody, like, why would anybody ever want to talk to me or anything like that? You have endless opportunities as a student, even if you feel inferior, quote unquote, during PT school, because if we're being honest here, PT school can beat you down sometimes. Anyone else been there? I'm raising my hand as if you can all raise your hand right now as you're listening, whether you're driving or running or working out or whatever. It can beat you down. And the resilience, like what Gabby's talking about, that's kind of a core reason we're doing this, to show resilience what other people have gone through and kind of what we went through and what we're currently going through too, to show you that you are resilient and that you guys can do this and that PT school doesn't have to be all of these preconceived notions of, oh, you're just going to be a broke ass student and that's just what you have to accept. And PT school is just really hard. You're going to be stressed out for years and there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to like buckle down and do it and like keep trying to chop down this tree with a dull axe. And that's just not the case.
No, it's not the case at all. And, you know, that's one thing, like, why we stepped out of our comfort zone and we said, hey, like, no one's talking about this. So why don't we just do this? And, you know, that, I think that was one of the best things, is just getting out of our comfort zones. And, although we were in, you know, different states and different programs, like, there were definitely a lot of things like we've gone through together and individually, you know, during school, where we've had to grow a lot. I mean, both of us, like, you know, I just can't believe, you know, just going from 2018 to now, like, the amount of growth that we've experienced, together. And now as, you know, DPTs, it's amazing to see, and to look back on our very first original videos back in 2018. But yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, if you are interested in starting a podcast, which some of you have messaged us and you're like, hey, I'm starting PT school in January or sometime early next year, I want to start a podcast. Where do I even, like, start? Who do I talk to? And you all have great ideas. And honestly, like, write those down, tell it to someone who you trust and who's doing what you want to do, or like where you want to be. So for a lot of people, like, we have been in your shoes, and we would, you know, love to hear your ideas. And whatever you have, it's meant to be, like, said to the world. Like, you're meant to make an impact. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gabby, so over the last 3 years, what is maybe the biggest transformation? I feel like we do this for every anniversary episode, but this is only the third. So now that we've both graduated, this is our first anniversary of the podcast, first birthday, where we are no longer students. And yes, we are still going to be doing this, not as students, but to help students. Cause I feel like there's definitely a soft spot that we both have because we just went through it. What's the biggest transformation you've seen in yourself through all of this? And while you think about that, I actually want to share something else. For those of you who are listening and you're like, I don't really want to start a podcast, how do I even connect to anybody? Like, you can literally listen to other podcasts like this and connect to so many people through the connections that we've created. Use other connections that maybe are not in your direct circle, but they can be on the internet. Maybe you see nobody around you running a podcast. That's fine if they're not physically next to you. You see it on the internet. You see it when you're scrolling on social media endlessly throughout the day while you're avoiding studying. So anyway, wanted to go on that side note. Go ahead, Gabby. Biggest transformation over the last 3 years in yourself. Ooh.
Okay. So my biggest transformation, I think, comes in two parts. So I'm going to say a two-parter. The first thing is, I used to be really shy, and you're like, Gabby, shy, not outgoing. Yes, I used to be that way. And, you know, before PT school, going into PT school, I was, you know, really excited, but, I also, like, definitely referred back to my patterns of kind of being a loner in a sense. I don't want to call it that way, but, you know, it reflected in, you know, studying by myself and trying to figure it out all by myself. And I didn't want to ask for help. And let me say that again. I did not want to ask for help because I felt stupid. I felt embarrassed. And I feel like, for me, that's been a lot of my, like, schooling. I just, you know, was afraid to ask for help for anything because I wanted to do it on my own and prove a point. And I think going through school, especially when I specifically remember, like, not passing my first practical, and I was just so, like, down on myself. I was like, why is everybody else passing and I'm not? And it was because I didn't ask for help. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I really saw a transformation. And even, you know, with the guests that we've had on, like, you know, asking them specific questions, if it's, you know, PT related or not. And I think that was the biggest thing for me. And I would say the second biggest thing, And for all of you who listened to the mental health episode I did last week, just checking in on yourself, because I thank God, like I had, you know, Sarah and so many others in my corner during PT school, because it is a very stressful time, but I definitely would have, you know, started counseling like right when I started PT school, and really had more mental health check-ins with myself. And I think that was the biggest thing that I've transformed in the last, like, I would say 3 to 4 months, to be in a place now where if I would have started this earlier, I think I would have had a lot less, stress and overwhelm, and not being so freaked out. So I think those two, asking for help and, you know, the mental health part of it really has been a big transformation for me.
I'm going to say ditto for both of those and myself too, but I'm going to add to it. I'm going to say believing in your own value and your own worth. And through PT school, how many of you have also felt like you're not valuable because you don't know anything, quote unquote, you don't know anything, right? As if you really don't know anything. You're in fucking PT school. Of course you know something. So for the people who feel like they're stupid, who feel like, why would anybody want to talk to me? Why should I get this clinical? Why should I pass this class? Why should I dot, 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 whatever it might be for you. I think through the last 3 years of running this podcast, I have slowly built some kind of like feeling of value, not because of the podcast, but because of how it pushes both of us to continue moving forward into uncomfortable spaces, talking to people we believe we should quote unquote not be talking to. Why? Because they supposedly have like a larger following or whatever. It's just this perceived authority, but everybody is just a person. And I think that's the biggest thing through the last 3 years. And it's something that I'm still working on, as if this is anything that we're going to stop working on and stop learning. But this is the biggest thing that I've just been developing over the last 3 years and am still developing right now as a new grad, especially feeling inferior is something that maybe is natural for a lot of you because school, because parents, because family, because friends, whatever. But I just want you all to know that you're not inferior to anybody.
No, you are not. And I totally agree with you. And I'm so glad you were able to say that. And especially now that we're, you know, past PT school and now in this new grad, if you want to call it a label, I mean, we are a physical therapist, but there's this new grad label. And I mean, we know so much. And I think it also just comes from now we are done being told what to do. You know, when we need to turn in assignments and practice, you know, all of these things, like now we're at a point, you know, where you're not alone, but you are on your own. Like you have your own license, you're treating your own patients. You don't have a CI, you know, like signing off on your notes, you know, it's all you now. And I mean, it can be scary. I think that's why a lot of new grads have imposter syndrome, why some people want to pursue a residency. And there's nothing wrong with pursuing a residency, but just having this sense of like void of, you know, I've had this for as long as I can remember since kindergarten and I've gone through grad school and now it's like, now what? I think a lot of students, or I should say, physical therapists are saying, now what? Like I've passed my boards, I got the job, like now what do I do? So we'll definitely have more conversations about that as we navigate as well and have more students and physical therapists come on as well. But yeah, we wanted to really just show you all a little insight into the last 3 years and just thank you so much for being on this journey with us for you know, the last few years. Like we would not be here without all of you. And it has been like definitely one of like the most, I mean, the highlight of my life. It really has been. And I get a little emotional, but it's just been incredible.
It's ineffable. Indescribable. But yes, thank you guys for coming on. Happy birthday gratitude again. We are now 3 years old, obviously. And we will see you guys next week. I know we said we're going to talk about midterms today. I know we changed it up last minute because we just realized what day it is. It is October 10th of 2021. And next week, we're going to be talking about midterms and what we would have done differently. We had this whole thing ready today. It's coming at you next Sunday.
Yes. So hope you all have a great rest of your day, and we will see you all soon.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Gratitude. We would absolutely love to hear your biggest takeaway from this episode and share it out on all of the social media platforms and tag us so we can see it.
And if you like our show, the best thing you could do is to take a minute to write a review to help us get this out to more students like you to shift the narrative away from stressed and broke SPT.